What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, and welcome back to Founders Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew every single day to help you think better in order to build better. Let's hop into this thing. So as some of you Founders Journal listeners know, I host another show. It is called the CMO Series, where I interview, it's a little bit of a misnomer, not just CMOs. I interview CMOs as well as senior marketers to help marketing professionals think better and work better in their career by interviewing the smartest marketers in the world. And what I find oftentimes in these CMO conversations is while there is a ton of really valuable advice that chief marketers have for marketing professionals, so much of the principles and their views of the world are applicable to people far beyond the C-suite and far beyond marketing as a function. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hop into my biggest learnings from my conversation with today's CMO guest. That was Frank Cooper, the CMO of BlackRock. If you haven't heard of BlackRock, it is the world's largest asset manager, has $7.4 trillion in assets under management. Prior to BlackRock, Frank was the CMO and chief creative officer at BuzzFeed. He was the CMO of the beverage category at Pepsi. He also held senior positions in the music industry at Def Jams and Motown. So Frank is an absolute legend in the industry, and I learned so much from him in this conversation. Here's what I learned. The first was his response to a question from a CMO Series listener. The question was something along the lines of, how do you think about a company or brand's reason for being beyond just continuing to figure out its purpose and mission? And his response to how do you figure out your reason for being was fascinating. I think a lot of people would answer, you know, I think it's innate. Like, you know, I just go back to the why I started it. But I think the way he framed it was way more of an active discovery. He referred to it as an archaeological dig, not a brainstorm. That purpose is not invented, it is discovered. And I think that is such a profound way of looking at things. Companies, brands, people's purposes don't just pop up one day. They have existed since the beginning of their being, but oftentimes they take true action and discovery to find what that purpose is and bring it to the forefront. And so he took me through his process when he joined BlackRock, a decades old company, to discover their purpose, not invent their purpose. So we did everything from starting from the inside of the company and interviewing the founders of BlackRock, senior leaders, employees, customers of the company. He held a three-day convention where he had people tell stories about their experience with BlackRock. And you know, all of these things probably sound to you like, oh, that makes sense. Talk to your customers, talk to your employees, see how they describe your company. And by doing that, you can start to draw patterns in these dialogues to be able to truly discover what your purpose is. But when I say that Frank is one of the only people that has actually described finding purpose in this archaeological dig way, and who was able to actually lay out kind of his methodology for unveiling the purpose of his brand, I haven't heard this way of thinking before. And so as I think about Morning Brew, like, we've always said what our why is, right? To empower the modern business leader with engaging and accessible content. And we've continued to repeat that. But I think it's just as important from time to time to go on this archaeological dig, to go on this hunt and actually talk to the people who are experiencing the brand firsthand and see if that's actually the purpose that our business serves for these people in their lives, whether it be, you know, weekly calls with subscribers, whether that be getting email responses from our readers and going back and forth in an email chain, whether that be talking to our advertisers and asking our advertisers, why do they advertise with us? Whether it be going to our podcast listeners and doing discovery calls with podcast listeners to understand what does the podcast provide for you. And for people who listen to the podcast as well as read our newsletters, what is the difference in the purposes these things serve for you? even from employees asking, you know, people on our content team, people on our sales team, people on our design team, every team in the business, why do you work at Morning Brew? What is the value you think we are providing to the world? I think that exploration, first of all, is not something that we've done nearly enough, but I think what it'll allow us to do is truly feel this sense of confidence and feel settled about what our purpose is. Because I think in a lot of ways, we've repeated our why since the beginning. And that very well may be what our why is, but why not actually connect it to the actual experiences and stories that our readers and our advertisers and our employees have versus just assuming as the business grows. That was the first lesson I took from Frank. The second lesson was around how he provides advice to people in his org around involving an organization in big cultural and societal issues. And I thought his response was brilliant. And he used this analogy where he said, don't parachute in to big cultural and societal issues, be there for the whole ride. And what that made me think of is, you know, no one likes a bandwagon fan, someone who only will follow a sports team when they're doing great, but they choose not to be a part of that team's fandom in the ups and downs of the franchise. And so he used the example of cycling, where he said, cyclists are a passionate crew that understand everything about a bike, understand everything about the sport, the culture behind the sport. And what he basically said is, if you, a non-cycler, one day decide to join the cyclist for a ride and you act like you know everything, they will sniff your bullshit from a mile away. And what he basically said is, it's the same thing with brands and employees engaging in conversation around major issues, from sustainability to police brutality, is don't parachute into these issues when they're convenient for you. Be a part of these discussions and these issues for the entire ride. The final learning from my conversation with Frank was actually my last question to him in the rapid fire. We do a rapid fire at the end of every CMO series, asking people questions from how do you take your coffee to what is the marketing word you hate worst or hate most. The last question I asked him was, what does Frank Cooper want to be when he grows up? And to me, this was such an interesting question. I love asking this question to super successful people because I think it is a way of connecting the highly aspirational with the highly successful. What I mean by that is, by all accounts, Frank Cooper is one of the most successful marketers in the world, period. But I think asking a question that shows the aspiration that and modesty that Frank still has connects him with his audience, or with our audience, with people who are upwardly mobile marketing professionals who want to be like Frank Cooper one day. But I actually also think it forces super successful people to think hard about what their continued aspirations are. And so I asked him, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he answered, I want to be an executive who grows people. He said, businesses come and go, but the impact you have on people will be far-reaching for decades. And as he said this, I kind of visualized in my head just like how beautiful of a thing it would be to, by the end of your career, visualize this incredible like family tree or this web of all the people connected to you and all the people that are connected to the people connected to you and seeing the impact that you've had on the world. And I couldn't agree with him more that to see this web not just grow in size, but grow in quality and grow in impact, I think that would bring so much fulfillment and joy to the people who create those webs of impact. So to wrap things up, I want to make it very clear that I do this CMO series 2 days a week, and it is meant for marketing professionals. But the reason I bring it to Founders Journal is I think there are so many lessons and principles and ways of thinking, ways of working through challenges that CMOs articulate to me that I believe is applicable far beyond the marketing function. So for me, Frank Cooper, the CMO of BlackRock, taught me to think better about finding purpose, not inventing it. How to think about being part of big cultural and societal issues always, not when it's convenient, not when you just want to parachute in. And how to think about aspiring to be someone who builds a network of impact, who focuses on growing people, not just growing businesses. And to end the show, I would love to actually put that question to you. What do you want to be when you grow up? Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. And I want to call out a few of my listeners when they share with me what they want to be when they grow up. Thanks everyone for listening. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow. Take it easy.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.